Welcome to the Marketing Seekers Podcast. My name is Russell Brunson, and I'm what you call a serial entrepreneur, but with a twist. You see, 50% of my time, I'm the CEO of ClickFunnels, helping over 100,000 brands to grow their companies with funnels. And the other 50% of my time, I'm actually in the trenches using ClickFunnels to grow the startups I believe in. During this podcast, I'll take you behind the scenes and show you how we are bootstrapping ClickFunnels and my other businesses from startup to nine figures and beyond. Welcome to the show. Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Russell Brunson. Welcome back to the Marketing Seekers Podcast. Pumped to be here with you today for a couple reasons. Number one is we are, depending on when you're listening to this, launching the brand new One Funnel Away Challenge. This is actually the fourth version of OFA, which is crazy. We've had over 127,000 people went through the first three versions, which used to be $100. And now we have a new version that's going live at any time now that's going to be actually free for those who have a ClickFunnels account. And it's new. I taught it in a different way. I think it's going to be unique and exciting and cool. Where it doesn't matter what kind of business you're in, you can actually, like, before we were trying to, like, push everyone into a certain framework to make them all do the same kind of funnel, where now it's, like, instead of me, like, telling you how to do this one certain funnel, it's, like, teaching you how to create any type of funnel. Anyway, I'm really proud of it. I think it's going to be really cool. So if you want to do it, depending on when you hear this, the page may or may not be live, but if you go to onefunnelaway.com, you'll find out if it's live or not. So there you go. All right, real quick. This is going to be a special Q&A episode. In fact, I'm going to start doing a few more of these. At some of my recent Inner Circle events, I started doing Q&A with my Inner Circle members, and there were some really good questions and things I thought would be really helpful for you. So on this specific episode, the title is How Do You Scale While Selling With Your Heart? And this actually was a question from Brian Golad and German Blanco, who were in their circle. And it was interesting because they're talking about, you know, they're growing this company and they're having webinars, but they also at the same time, like, there's people who can't afford what they have and they want to help them. And that was kind of the question. How do you do that? How do you kind of serve both people? So this is a question you've ever thought about, or, you know, something you're looking for the answer. I hope that this question and this answer will help you out in your business. With that said, appreciate you all. Thanks for listening. And let's listen in on the first Q&A.
Hey, Russell. Hi. This How's is super surreal. I just want to say thanks to you for all this time. I appreciate it. Sure, all of us do. Thanks to all the audience as well for your generosity with sharing. Just want to ask you two quick questions, if you don't mind. One is with regards to our dream customer. Basically, what we do is we mentor professionals, immigrants in tech, who want to get a job that they're excited about, that they love, where they are not micromanaged, bullied, you know, where they really are excited to jump out of bed and get paid fairly. I'm talking about immigrants because they get typically taken advantage of. I'm an immigrant as well. It took me many, many years to figure this out. So I want to speed up their time. And one of the things that we have struggled with is to understand who to do this for, whether to do it for employed immigrants or unemployed immigrants. So unemployed immigrants, they're in my heart because I want to get them back on their feet. I want, you know, they feel demotivated. They lose their confidence. They cannot provide to their families. They cannot feed themselves. There are many, many challenges with that. Some of them, unfortunately, cannot afford services. And I always strive to make, you know, room, find a way to try to bring them in because I cannot leave people behind. Yeah. That's my heart tells me to do the right thing. Employed don't necessarily have the same hunger. And I believe that we need to potentially, if you tell me, to instill the hunger to try to get them to be one of us. Because this life that you have enabled us to live is just surreal. It's amazing. It's a blessing. So I'm trying to get them out of the corporate world. And the big question is, should we be talking about them? It's kind of two questions about this. Should we be talking separately to employed immigrants in tech on one funnel, maybe on one perfect webinar? I've done it 200 times. Then for unemployed on a separate webinar, because there something else speaks to each one of them.
Yeah.
That's one of the questions.
It's a great question. Let's go on that. Let's dig in that one. So I think there's a couple things you could do. As far as separate webinars, 100% I agree with that. I think it's separate messaging, separate targeting, separate everything. Probably separate price points, I'm assuming too, as well. You could do different price points for the unemployed versus other ones. One cool thing that Tom, you know Tom Bilyeu?
Yeah.
Tom did something really cool. So Tom, when he built Quest Nutrition up, I think it was like, I don't know, 3,000 or 4,000 of his employees were like inner city street kids in Chicago who had no money. Like, he was passionate about like giving them a job and give them an opportunity, right? So that's everything grew up. So when he was going to launch Impact University, I was in the rooms with him while he was trying to like wrestle with this. He's like, I want to give this, like, these are the people that need it. They need it and they can't afford it. I want to give it to them for free. But he also wanted to start a business. And like for two masterminds, I was in, so 2 years of him fighting back and forth in this before he was willing to finally like launch Impact University. And part of things when he finally did that, he made it where it's like, if you can pay for it, do it. If you can't, he's like, message me, tell me your story, and you'll get a free account. And so for all the inner city kids, he actually gives them free. If they message him, like, hey, this is my situation, he's like, come on in, like, come in the community. So he has that open door for any people that can't afford it to come in, which is really cool. And I almost think one thing you could do potentially is for your employed people is making it part of the offer of just like, this is what we're going to do. Like, you sign up today, you're going to get blah, 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 blah. Plus, we have so many immigrants who are unemployed who can't afford this. And so for every single person, like, when you sign up for this program, we're going to sponsor an unemployed person and bring them in on the journey with you. And almost like have them be buddies, because then they're going to be more fired up because the other person is just like, and match them with someone, because now it's like they're seeing the fire, they're helping this person, now they're on this journey together. I think there's something really cool you could do there. And now that person's buying into this mission as well, where you're helping them, but they're helping somebody who can't afford it.
Absolutely.
So that's kind of the idea that popped in my head as you were saying that. But then other than that, I definitely would have two separate webinars. Or you can even have a webinar, like if you use Webinar Fuel.
We do.
Okay, they have it where you can have a pre-survey and then show two different webinars based on who the person is coming in, which would be super easy to do too.
Amazing. One more, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Quickly. With regards to the perfect webinar, I've done it like 200 times. Absolutely love it. Feels so comfortable. I speak just as quickly as you do. It's crazy. At the end, we do notice that our dream customers, they don't purchase at the end of the webinar. They typically take their time, they research me, they see who I am, they call some of my previous recommendations on LinkedIn, which I see you're there. And the median takes about 6 days to purchase. So we've enabled, I guess, or we added a deadline funnel, right? And we are giving them 6 days. Probably too much to try to close them on the webinar because we are giving them 6 days. But basically, we read the data and we realize, okay, they're taking 6 days, so we gave them 6 days for them to make that decision. The big question is, should we not be trying to close them on the perfect webinar, on the web class, and try to get them onto maybe a form, pre-qualify them, get them onto a call? Because I did notice that when I talk with people, they have a much easier time getting them to trust me, to answer their questions, their objections, whatnot. But then building that relationship, should it be on a one-on-one call? Should it be on a group call? I don't know anything about that.
Interesting. What's the price point?
$1,997 or two payments of $997 or five installments of $497.
Okay. So what I would do initially, I always test like what's the simplest thing to test and then bigger. First thing I would test at the end of the webinar, like after wherever you typically end now, or maybe if you do Q&A, maybe right before that. But I even bring that up and say, look, what we found is that most people who, like, they know they're interested, but they're nervous, they spend 6 days. And in this 6 days, let me tell you what they do. They walk through the process and be like, so I'm going to do it with you guys right now. So check us out. We're going to go to LinkedIn. And we're going to LinkedIn, like, here's some people. Here's so-and-so. Here's so-and-so. They're free. If you want to message them, they're totally cool. In fact, check this out. And, like, you can even message them and be like, under a fake account, and they have a message back. Like, so this happening here, you know. And then number two, you do that. And, like, almost, like, they have the concerns in your head. So instead of like just making them go figure it out on their own, like bringing it to them, like, this is what happens. I'm going to show you guys and like show the entire things. Like, so that's what's going to happen. You guys can totally do that. What I recommend is get started right now, go through the process, and you have a 30-day money guarantee, and then feel free, like, go get these people, whatever. And then worst case scenario, I'll give you your money back, but you know, or whatever, but like something like that. Or even like, you know, if you need 6 days to think about it, put a dollar down, and then you got 6 days just to lock in your spot. That way you're not going to leave. And then what happens in 6 days, it's going to bill you the full blah, 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 whatever. You know, there's different versions of that I would test or play with. Okay. Before you go and get on the calls, because maybe you love being on phone calls, but that could be a lot of phone calls, especially if you start growing and scaling. And if you're trying to close everyone at $2,000, it eventually gets, you know. The other thing you could do is bring on people and actually do live Q&As during the webinar, or at the end of the webinar. Which would be one thing. Or the other thing that we did our certification webinar. I did a 90-minute webinar presentation, and then I brought in I can't remember, 6 or 7 different people who had been funnel builders. So Stephanie came on, a couple other people came on, and each of them told their story, told the process, how they were nervous, they got excited. And the webinar is going for 4 hours, like it's a 4 hour long webinar now with the 2.5 hours of just these people telling their stories, but it's selling $10,000 offer and it crushes, like the conversions are amazing on it. And so that's the other thing you could look at doing is just like bringing in more proof, more people, have them come on, tell their stories. And like, so much people who were nervous, like I was nervous, I called LinkedIn, I called this person, I called these different people, and then I finally decided to do it. And then like some of those stories, and maybe you already have those, but those kind of stories would help, you know, alleviate some of those fears. But I would test some things like that before I went and like completely switched the model and got phone calls and all that kind of stuff. You know, and that's a bigger change.
Thank you so much.
So no worries. Congratulations.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
I'm his partner.
Okay.
So we have been talking about this for a lot, right? This is, I like to implement everything like you said, because you know the hashtag.
You know. Sense.
So at the end of the webinar, we are giving contact information, and you mentioned that, you know, don't give any contact information, and it's probably that the reason why people reserve the last, like, a chance to confirm that actually they want to take that leap of faith, because they have access to him, and they are not closing there because, oh, I can't, let me call him first. If we open that door that is open right now, that's probably the issue with the webinar. To don't close at the end of the webinar, like it should be happening. Or what I found in the entire community talking with most of you is that even for lower value tickets, people is having calls. It's taking people to phone calls. So probably we are out of the, I don't know, if the perfect webinar should be get updated or, I don't know.
The question is, push people to phone calls?
Because we are opening that door to contact us.
To contact you anyway.
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay.
So it's probably that the flaw, the problem that we had in the webinar, or we should do what more of the people is doing right now. When we talk with most of the people here, having calls, right? Mm. Let's, you know, make them call us.
Mm. So I'm not against it. Just know that, and again, I told you guys my story earlier. I am scared of phone sales. Like, I got burned bad. So part of me, I'm resistant to that because if you test me, I'm like, this is horrible. Don't ever have salespeople. So, so look at it through that lens. It works. People are obviously doing it. Most people are charging higher price points when they're pushing from webinar to a phone call. I say for most people, it's probably closer to $5,000 to $10,000 to $25,000 you're doing from webinar to phone call. So it's usually a higher ticket. But just know that if you do that, it's not bad. It's just knowing it's a different business model. It's, you know, and so it depends. Like, do you guys want to go? And if you want to build that, then I'm not against that. Like I said, we're finally starting to build the call center again and kind of building that process out. It works. But it's just, it always comes down at the end of the day, like, do you want to be in that business? If you do, then I think it's worth doing. If you don't, so that's kind of something that comes back to the model, what kind of business you guys want. You know what I mean?
The only way that I see it is anybody who watched the web class is a soul that I could have impacted. And if I didn't really get them to have the confidence to purchase what I think would have actually changed their life, then it was a missed opportunity. So I see every soul like missed opportunity. Yeah. So whatever is the most effective, I don't care what it is, but when you have a purpose, you want to serve everybody, and that's what I'm looking for.
Yeah. You can even do, I've seen people do group calls where it's like you get everyone on, you get 20, 30 people on, and you're like, hey, open call, and you start answering questions. Chet Holmes used to have back in the day, he would do group calls, and he'd bring people on, and he'd let people ask questions and stuff like that, and then while they're asking questions, they could tell which person was most likely to buy, and they would close people right there. So Jim, you're in? Okay. You and Jim? All right, close up. Mike, are you in? And they go person by person, and they'd close 80, 90% of people sometimes because they would do that in group calls. So you can do it in a group call, which I haven't seen many people do it nowadays, but that's another model that you could look at. But yeah.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate no worries. Thanks, guys.